Mahomes in the gun, receivers in tight. He gets the knee-high shotgun snap. He's grabbed and he throws as he's being tackled. And it was caught in the end zone by Kelce. What a grab by Kelce. But what a play by Mahomes.
Kansas City Chiefs getting ready to host the Buffalo Bills Sunday in the AFC Championship game. Helping us break it down, Josh Klinger, Chiefs sideline reporter for 96.5, the game in Kansas City. Josh, thanks so much for the time. How you doing over there, man?
Well, can it be Sunday night yet? I mean, I think the anticipation's been building. I was ready probably about Wednesday. I know the players need all that extra time, but I think everybody's pretty juiced for this one.
Oh, for sure. And we just played that highlight coming in, and it was just one of those moments again. It's like another thing that I can't believe what I just saw out of Patrick Mahomes. Continues to just dazzle, being able to get that ball to Kelce as he's falling down. Is there nothing that this guy can't do? Is the confidence just super, uber confident around this Chiefs team because you have that dude at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, this season has been not perfect, but
right.
They just find a way. I mean, that's that the DNA that they have built, and it really does start with Mahomes and Kelce and probably Chris Jones on the defensive side. Having those three as your main leaders, they're your hardest workers. They've also just, you know, they've been through it all at this point. They don't get frazzled. They don't panic. Seemingly whatever situation's thrust upon them, you know, more often than not, they have the belief that they're going to get through it somehow, some way. I think this season kind of proved it. They won so many games in so many different ways. And even at times without playing perfect football, they're just really, really savvy that even if they're playing, I don't know, A-, B-plus football, they can find a way somehow, some way to get it done.
And it doesn't feel, this is Mike Haas, thanks for joining us, it doesn't feel like we kind of really appreciate what we're seeing, right? So if you go back to the AFL-NFL merger in 1970, since that time, 1970, Kansas City's been to the AFC Championship 9 times. They're about to, on Sunday, be in their 7th straight with Patrick Mahomes. 7 straight. And so, and I'm sure, you know, outside of Kansas City, there's this sentiment, I can't handle Kansas City anymore. I don't, you know, they're not buying in. I get it. But I'm like, what are, from that standpoint, is Kansas City leaning into that? Kind of like, you know, the people don't want them. Forget the fact that they're trying to get 3 straight, never been done. 7 straight, you know, AFC Championship. Do they kind of lean into it a little bit that people don't want them?
Yeah, I think so, you know, kind of this year, because it felt like that there was the tide had turned a little bit, and it was like, okay, we're enough of the Chiefs. I've seen enough of the, you know, anybody but the Chiefs kind of mantra. I'm kind of surprised in a small way. I mean, I get it. A success leads to flipping over and people want to see them out. But also, the fact that there hasn't been a three-peat, I thought there would be a little more buzz for the run at that. Outside of Kansas City, that I really haven't seen. I think there's probably more so of, all right, enough of this. Somebody else is due to get this. But yeah, it's been an amazing run. I mean, I've been with the Chiefs. This is season 5, but I've been in Kansas City for 20 plus years, and I was always amazed at the beginning. They weren't winning, but they were thought of as a winning franchise. But I always pointed to their Pro Football Reference playoff page and showed how empty it was. And they just really had like a lot of one and outs. And now suddenly the last, you know, 7 years, it's been a whole bunch of playoff appearances, right? It's just stacked full of appearances. So there was a lot of drought in between the very early stages, you know, Super Bowls 1 and 4, and then now the recent run. So while it feels like it's a lot, if you look over at the totality, it's been a lot in, you know, the Mahomes era, which has been pretty remarkable. I mean, the Bills, it feels a lot like, you know, the old Patriots-Colts days. The Bills are very, very capable, and they have been for the last 5 years. And they've either run into Chiefs or others in the postseason that have been kind of their nightmare. So the Buffalo Bills are as good a team as any that has really, you know, nothing at the end of the day to show for it. I know they want to come into Kansas City and finally get one. They thought last year being at home, that was their opportunity, and the Chiefs thwarted that. So the Bills are going to come try to wreck the Chiefs party this time on the flip side.
What do you think we're going to see from this Chiefs wide receiving core? It was kind of odd, you know, last matchup they played against the Houston Texans to see guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Hollywood Brown both getting shut out in the stat sheet.
Yeah, I think it was probably a little bit more schematic in that game. I think the Chiefs, over the last, I'll say, two seasons, last year for sure, down the stretch, and then really for much of this season, I call them a little bit of a chameleon on offense. I don't know exactly what their identity is. I don't know if their identity is the same at all times, but they're just kind of willing to morph into different combinations when the opportunity presents itself. Last week it happened to be a Kelce game. I'd be surprised if it's a Kelce game again, because I think they're probably going to try to bottle him up a little bit more. And I also think they probably will try to force feed the wide receivers a little bit more. But you're right. Last week was very odd because it was just, okay, here's some running backs, here's Kelce, and you wide receivers might get a pass or two, but really weren't involved in the offense. I think with the, you know, the injuries and a little bit beat up on the back end of the Bills defense, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chiefs try to get the ball down the field a little bit more. And then Kelce, at times, he's been more than willing to be the decoy. Like, he's cool with, I'm gonna cut over the middle and I'm gonna draw two and three guys and that's gonna leave other people open. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's not a little bit of the MO. I think Buffalo's gonna present plenty of attention to Travis, and then we'll see if that opens up some of the wide receivers a little bit more than they were last week.
And you know, it's always tough when you're the defense and you got Patrick Mahomes on your team, right? And so other than Chris Jones, you know, they're great players. But coming off that game with Houston, they get eight sacks. Man, that shows you a lot. And they, you know, probably don't get the notoriety that they deserve because of Patrick Mahomes. But they're quietly very, very efficient. Top 10, fourth ranked, you know, points allowed, yards, top 10. So, I mean, the defense is a lot better than people give them credit.
And last year, I mean, the Super Bowl was on the back of the defense. The offense found what could work in the latter stages of the season, but that was defense all year. This year, I mean, you kind of say more of the same, and they're not household names for the most part, other than Chris Jones. Maybe Trent McDuffie is becoming a little more of an around the NFL household name, but this is a very solid defense that's done it all season long. Will they get eight sacks on Sunday? I doubt it. That was the high water mark, but towards the tail end of the season, they started turning people over a little bit more. They've really held points in check all season long. They know the bright lights are on the offensive side, but really for the last maybe two full seasons, certainly last year, and I think they should get equal credit at least this year. Last year, probably full credit, and this year at least equal credit with the offense. But, yeah, they're not going to get the headlines. But, yeah, I think they play with a little chip on their shoulder because of that. This is going to be a formidable foe. This is really the only team that beat them. I know Denver won in the regular season finale. Chiefs didn't play anybody in that game. So the Buffalo Bills, the only team that had defeated a kind of full-strength Chiefs team head-to-head. Both teams are going to get a number of guys back that weren't in that first matchup, too, which is going to be kind of interesting to see on both sides. You know, if the additions, and I think they're pretty big addition. You're talking about Hollywood Brown on Chiefs' side, Isaiah Pacheco on offense, Jalen Watson, their starting corner, is going to be back for this game. Wasn't in the first meeting. Charles Omenihu won there. Buffalo didn't have Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman and Matt Milano that they're all expected to have in this game. So each team's also getting guys back from that first meeting back in November. So it looks like about as full strength as you can be this time of the year. So I'm expecting a big show. I think these are the two best teams in the NFL. No disrespect to the NFC right now, but I think these are the two best teams. Not to say that the winner of this one's going to win the Super Bowl. It's not how it works. I get it, but I think these are the two best teams going.
Josh, the talk of the three-peat, is that something that the players and even coaches mention, or is that just something for the fans right now and us to kind of banter about? Just curious if the Chiefs have embraced that idea of being a team to accomplish history and being the first team to ever win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls.
They've absolutely embraced it. They were talking about it before anybody else was. When they were handed the trophy last year, they were right on to three. Let's get three. Let's get three. That has been the outright goal. Now, has it gotten in the way of anything? I don't think so. I don't think Andy Reid would allow that to happen. But it's been, you know, they've dealt with that all season long, which I think in a way took the pressure off because it wasn't, you know, wait till week 16 and everybody starts bringing it up. It was kind of there from the jump, and they haven't shied away from it. And again, I don't think it's been a distraction, but clearly their goal has been from the get-go, win three and become part of NFL history, but to have to do it one game at a time. So, yeah, they're not looking ahead by any means, but it's been their outright goal.
And, Josh, when you look at this Buffalo Chiefs matchup, what for you at least is the prime thing for Kansas City that they need to do against the Bills? It's basically, you know, contain Josh Allen, I would think.
Yeah, contain Josh Allen, and then obviously I think that the Chiefs have to protect Patrick Mahomes. It's been an adventure at left tackle all season long, considering a team that has two losses. We were kind of joking about this in the pregame the other day before the divisional game, that before the season started, first preseason game, we're talking about left tackle. And here we are in the divisional round of the playoffs going, I wonder who's playing left tackle today. It just, they didn't get it solved the entire year. And so I think, you know, having Joe Tooney, all-pro guard, slide out to tackle has been workable. Not a long-term solution, but certainly has been workable. But they got to protect Patrick Mahomes in this one, no doubt. Buffalo's really, really good on the edges. And then defensively, if there's been a kryptonite for the Chiefs, it's been the middle of the field. Teams have been able to get chunk yardage on them through the middle of the field. And so Josh Allen finding his tight ends, Josh Allen finding crossing routes, and then obviously Josh Allen's feet, I think, are the kind of the dynamic as well that scare anybody facing the Buffalo Bills. And obviously he scampered for a 26-yard touchdown to kind of close out the game one victory. And so his ability to use his feet will have to be something that the Chiefs will have to spy on for sure.
Josh, definitely appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and enjoy the game on Sunday. I know you will.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. Again, we're spoiled. We're living in the penthouse. I think everybody around here realizes that you don't get to these things every day, even though it feels like it right now.
No, you're right. Seven, you know, double digit wins since 2015. Good gosh. Yeah, enjoy it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Chief sideline reporter for 96.5, the game, the Fan in Kansas City, Josh Klinger joining us there.